Speaker 1.
I don't think you have to look too far to see why crime is spiralling out of control around here. There are hordes of youngsters roaming the streets. Every time I hear the cliché, they've got nothing to do, I think, what utter nonsense. My generation didn't have half the things these kids do today. They don't know where to draw the line when it comes to showing off. They all want to be popular and look tough, so they carry out all sorts of dangerous and illegal dares so as not to lose face. I have no idea what the parents think, but as far as I'm concerned, the only way to discourage such unruly behaviour is to nip it in the bud. That means making young people aware of the serious consequences of breaking the law from an early age in the classroom.
Speaker 2.
There's no doubt it's got worse, particularly in terms of violent crime. There's so much aggression that it makes you wonder what the world's coming to. The fact that this is a nationwide phenomenon means it's clearly got something to do with the level of violence in society. We're exposed to it on TV, the net, and even in computer games. There used to be certain standards and ratings that protected young, impressionable people from unsuitable material. It seems that nowadays the authorities aren't always willing to take on big business, though. If the government doesn't step in and restrict excessively violent images and ban the films and songs that glorify criminality, then we'll see society crumble before our very eyes.
Speaker 3.
There are a number of theories being bandied around in the media, but I just don't buy the image of the poverty-stricken lad stealing a loaf of bread because he's hungry. Unfortunately, a growing number of young people are being drawn into a life of crime. The fact is that rather than struggle through school and work their way up in the world, they are drawn in by the idea of making easy money. They naively believe that the road to wealth is through dealing drugs or joining a gang. It is often assumed that a hip celebrity can get the message across to the youth of today, but the only way to make youngsters think twice is through zero-tolerance policies and lengthy jail terms for offenders. Nowadays, judges are too lenient and treat criminals with kid gloves.
Speaker 4.
It's no wonder the younger generation are running wild. I mean, budget cuts to the police service have been so highly publicised. The visible deterrent of a police car on patrol is a rarity these days. I'm sure the officers out on the street are doing their best, but they can't be everywhere at once, can they? That's why, aside from increasing manpower and having more bobbies on the beat, the council really needs to invest in efficient crime prevention systems. That means CCTV networks in town centres and areas with a high crime rate, along with electronic tagging to keep track of offenders. These strategies would turn the tables on young offenders.
Speaker 5.
It's no coincidence that both crime and divorce rates are at an all-time high. The number of children being raised by single parents is unprecedented. I've got nothing against these individuals, who often work long hours and struggle to make ends meet to provide for their children. However, far too many teens nowadays are growing up without a strong father figure. The mother or guardian can easily lose control. For me, these youngsters need to be identified and focused on when they first step out of line. The police and social services both have to be involved, and not just in making these young people aware of the seriousness of their actions, but by giving them support and guidance to keep them on the straight and narrow afterwards. That way, they might be able to turn over a new leaf.